Hi, everybody. The complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor, psychiatrist. I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to add something really quick to a topic that I did a couple days ago. And it relates to when somebody has thoughts of wanting to take their own life. And by the way, there's a national hotline number, 988, if you do have thoughts like that. But I wanted to mention something that relates really well to a recent episode I did about the PTSD brain, and which would also be the complex PTSD brain. But the brain, the physical brain, and how it shuts out sometimes our ability to think more rationally and to realize that there's other options. And so I was talking about this in regards to when somebody has that neutral persona, neutral personality, or people say Switzerland or whatever. I think it also relates to when you feel like you're in a catch-22, where you feel like you're kind of stuck. And so in regards to when somebody has those thoughts of ending their life or hurting themselves, it's the same kind of thing as that neutral stance or that catch-22. And what I mean by that is it's your brain in whatever mode it's in saying fight or flight, fight or flight. And in this case, it would be flight, right? Jumping ship. It would be you're wanting to just get out of everything if you're wanting to end your life. And again, one thing that did help with this, but also just some of my own thoughts recently. So one thing I mentioned is open yourself up to other perspectives, that there's other options here. There's other ways of dealing with things, and maybe think a little bit more logically. Another thing, and I know I've mentioned this a lot, but that book, The Novel Cure, one of the things that it had in there as an ailment was desire to jump ship. And it said, if you do that, they were actually talking about running from your problems. And if you do that, if you literally jump ship because the ship is sinking and you think, let's jump, you're going to end up in the ocean or the sea. And it's going to be worse than when you were on the ship because you're just not going to have anything. You're just going to be swimming for your life. But if you take the time to try and plug the hole in the actual ship to keep it from not sinking and to re-steer the ship in a new direction, that's what that book had recommended, that Novel Cure book. And that's a good way of saying it. So if you're having those kind of black or white thinking, like it's this or it's that, it's fight or flight, and you're just thinking flight, you know, that's your brain doing that. That's the PTSD brain. Because I told you I took a class recently, and they mentioned PTSD in this class. It was I don't remember the title. Oh, Calming an Overactive Brain is what it was called. And during the class, the guy said, when you have PTSD, that part of your brain that says you can solve this problem, it's not working right because of the trauma. The trauma has shut that part of that brain down. And so the parts of your brain that are working are saying run or fight, run or fight. They're not saying, oh, I can handle this problem. Here's 10 options on how to move forward, right? It's not saying that. So whenever, you know, I think people with PTSD and complex PTSD have higher tendencies to harm ourselves. And I've been open about that in my own experience. A lot of times that's that brain just saying, run, run, run. And when you're thinking that way, you know, the ultimate run would be that. That would be the ultimate escape, right? So again, it relates to that neutral stance where you just don't want to do anything. Like you're paralyzed in fear. You don't want to state your opinions. You don't want to do anything. You're literally running your whole life if you're just neutral about everything. You're definitely not fighting. And you're just running. You're just hiding. It's basically like not even living your own life. It's not even being you. Because you're not expressing yourself with other people. You're not being yourself. You're not taking a stance. You know, because you're worried about people judging you or whatever it might be. And that's their problem. So that neutrality and also that catch 22 is very similar to when you just want to end it all. It's that catastrophic thinking. But you got to realize there's a lot of other options, and just take a breath, slow down, and see that jumping ship may not be the best thing. Here's other options and things like this also relates well to facing demons. You know, you're facing your demons isn't as scary as what you think it is. That also highly relates to this topic of, desire to hurt yourself. Totally relates to it, because facing your demons isn't as scary as what you may think it will be. And again, even if you face a demon and it doesn't go well, you still faced it, right? Now you can like move forward. So it's just something I had kind of left out when I had talked about these things before. So I just wanted to point that out really quick. And that's all. This is the Complex PTSD Guy signing off.